Reverend Thomas E. Cox compiled and arranged the biblical treasury of the Catechism, and we continue now with the lesson on matrimony. Question 287. Who has the right to make laws concerning the sacrament of marriage? The Church alone has the right to make laws concerning the sacrament of marriage, though the state also has the right to make laws concerning the civil effects of the marriage contract. The Holy Ghost hath placed you bishops to rule the Church of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. If he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as the heathen and publican. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. Who is he that hath commanded a thing to be done, when the Lord commandeth not? Lamentations chapter 3, verse 37. The husband is the head of the wife. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Be ye not many masters, my brethren. James chapter 3, verse 1. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter towards them. Colossians chapter 3, verse 19. Wives, be subject to your husbands as it behooveth in the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Marriage, honorable in all. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. House and riches are given by parents, but a prudent wife is properly from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. Question 288. Does the Church forbid the marriage of Catholics with persons who have a different religion or no religion at all? The Church does forbid the marriage of Catholics with persons who have a different religion or no religion at all. The sons of God, seeing the daughters of men, that they were fair, took to themselves wives, and God said, My spirit shall not remain in man forever. Genesis chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Beware thou never join in friendship with the inhabitants of that land which may be thy ruin, neither shalt thou take of their daughters a wife for thy son. Exodus chapter 34, verses 12 to 16. But if you will embrace the errors of these nations that dwell among you, and make marriages with them, know ye for a certainty that the Lord your God will not destroy them before your face, but they shall be a pit and a snare in your way. Joshua chapter 23, verses 12 and 13. Now therefore give not your daughters to their sons, and take not their daughters for your sons. 1 Esdras chapter 9, verse 12, and Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3. For to him who feareth God is thy daughter due to be his wife. Tobias, chapter 7, verse 12. Take not a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites. Genesis, chapter 24, verse 3, and chapter 28, verse 1. Bear not the yoke with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14. Question 289. Why does the Church forbid the marriage of Catholics with persons who have a different religion or no religion at all? The Church forbids the marriage of Catholics with persons who have a different religion or no religion at all because such marriages generally lead to indifference, loss of faith, and to the neglect of the religious education of the children. For we are the children of saints, and we must not be joined together like heathens that know not God. Tobias, chapter 8, verse 5. With the holy thou wilt be holy, and with the innocent man thou wilt be innocent. Psalms, chapter 17, verse 26. And they were mingled among the heathens, and learned their works. Psalms, chapter 105, verse 35. Bear not the yoke with unbelievers, for what participation hath justice with injustice? Or what fellowship hath light with darkness? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. For she will turn away thy son from following me, that he may rather serve strange gods. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 4. And Samson said to his father, Take this woman for me, for she hath pleased my eyes. Judges chapter 14, verse 3. And King Solomon loved many strange women. 3 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. Women of other countries brought even him to sin. 2 Esdras chapter 13, verse 26. For the daughter of Achab was his wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. 4 Kings chapter 8, verse 18. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 21, verse 6. I saw Jews that married wives, women of Azotus, and of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spoke half in the speech of Azotus, and could not speak the Jews' language, but they spoke according to the language of this and that people. 2 Esdras, chapter 13, verses 23 and 24. Question 290. Why do many marriages prove unhappy? Many marriages prove unhappy because they are entered into hastily and without worthy motives. For they who in such manner receive matrimony as to shut out God from themselves and from their mind, and to give themselves to their lust, as the horse and mule, which have not understanding, over them the devil hath power. Tobias chapter 6, verse 17. They carried off for themselves every man his wife of them that were dancing. Judges chapter 21, verse 23. And as they like not to have God in their knowledge, God deliver them up to a reprobate sense to do those things which are not convenient. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. The woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. It will be more agreeable to abide with a lion and a dragon than to dwell with a wicked woman. Ecclesiasticus chapter 25, verse 23. A good wife is a good portion. She shall be given in the portion of them that fear God. Ecclesiasticus chapter 26, verse 3. A jealous woman is the grief and mourning of the heart. Ecclesiasticus chapter 26, verse 8. The Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, whom thou hast despised. Yet she was thy partner and the wife of thy covenant. Malachias chapter 2, verse 14. And the marriage was turned into mourning, and the noise of their musical instruments into lamentation. 1 Maccabees chapter 9, verse 41. So also ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28. Question 291. How should Christians prepare for a holy and happy marriage? Christians should prepare for a holy and happy marriage by receiving the sacraments of penance and Holy Eucharist, by begging God to grant them a pure intention and to direct their choice, and by seeking the advice of their parents and the blessing of their pastors. Take care of a good name, for this shall continue with thee more than 1,000 treasures precious and great. Ecclesiasticus chapter 41, verse 15. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Whose adorning, let it not be the outward plaiting of the hair, or the wearing of gold, or the putting on of apparel. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. For we are the children of saints, and we must not be joined together like heathens that know not God. Tobias, chapter 8, verse 5. And when all had said, Amen, they went to the feast, but the marriage feast they celebrated also with the fear of the Lord. Tobias, chapter 9, verse 12. And the parents, taking their daughter, kissed her and let her go, admonishing her to honor her father and mother-in-law, to love her husband, to take care of the family, to govern the house, and to behave herself irreprehensibly. Tobias, chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. My son, do thou nothing without counsel, and thou shalt not repent when thou hast done. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 32, verse 24. Make straight the path for thy feet, and all thy ways shall be established. Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 26. But above all these things, pray to the Most High, that he may direct thy way in truth. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 37, verse 19. Lesson 27th, on the Sacramentals. Question 292. What is a sacramental? A sacramental is anything set apart or blessed by the Church to excite good thoughts and to increase devotion, and through these movements of the heart to remit venial sin. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be rejected that is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Thou shalt make the holy oil of unction. This oil of unction shall be holy unto me throughout your generations. Exodus chapter 30, verses 25 to 31. Thou shalt take the oil of unction and anoint the tabernacle with its vessels, that they may be sanctified. Exodus chapter 40, verse 9. Thou shalt consecrate all with the oil of unction, that they may be most holy. Exodus chapter 40, verse 11. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 13. He compounded also the oil for the ointment of sanctification and incense of the purest spices. Exodus chapter 37, verse 29. Most holy shall this incense be unto you. Exodus chapter 30, verse 36. And he shall take holy water in an earthen vessel. Numbers chapter 5, verse 17. In all thy oblations thou shalt offer salt. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13. He went out to the spring of the waters, and cast the salt into it, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and there shall be no more in them death or barrenness. 4 Kings chapter 2, verse 21. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the cow, and shall pour them forth without the camp in a most clean place, that they may be reserved for the multitude of the children of Israel, and for a water of aspersion. Numbers chapter 19, verse 9. He that toucheth the corpse of a man shall be sprinkled with this water. Numbers chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. For he that turned to it, the brazen serpent, was not healed by that which he saw, but by thee, the Savior of all. Wisdom, chapter 16, verse 7. Question 293. What is the difference between the sacraments and the sacramentals? The difference between the sacraments and the sacramentals is, first, the sacraments were instituted by Jesus Christ, and the sacramentals were instituted by the Church. Second, the sacraments give grace of themselves when we place no obstacle in the way. The sacramentals excite in us pious dispositions, by means of which we may obtain grace. that Christ instituted the sacraments and that they give grace. For baptism, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, John chapter 3, verse 5, and Mark chapter 16, verse 16. For confirmation, see John chapter 14, verse 16, and Acts chapter 8, verse 14. For penance, see John chapter 20, verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, and Acts chapter 19, verse 18. The Holy Eucharist, see Matthew chapter 26, verse 26, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For extreme unction, see James chapter 5, verse 14, Mark chapter 6, verses 7 and 13. For holy orders, see 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, Titus chapter 1, verse 5, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And for matrimony, see Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32, and Matthew chapter 19, verse 6. Question 294. Which is the chief sacramental used in the Church? The chief sacramental used in the Church is the sign of the cross. The sign of the Son of Man, Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. The sign of the living God, Apocalypse chapter 7, verse 2. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Blessed is the wood by which justice cometh. Wisdom chapter 14, verse 7. Having a sign of salvation to put them in remembrance of the commandment of thy law. Wisdom chapter 16, verse 6. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and mark thou upon the foreheads of the men. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. Question 295. How do we make the sign of the cross? We make the sign of the cross by putting the right hand to the forehead, then to the breast, and then to the left and right shoulders, saying, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Mark thou upon the foreheads. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. The sign of the Son of Man. Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. Question 296. Why do we make the sign of the cross? We make the sign of the cross to show that we are Christians and to profess our belief in the chief mysteries of our religion. Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in our foreheads. Apocalypse chapter 7, verse 3. And evidently great is the mystery of godliness, which was manifested in the flesh, was justified in the Spirit, appeared unto angels, hath been preached unto the Gentiles, is believed in the world, is taken up in glory. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Question 297. How is the sign of the cross a profession of faith in the chief mysteries of our religion? The sign of the cross is a profession of faith in the chief mysteries of our religion because it expresses the mysteries of the unity and trinity of God and of the incarnation and death of our Lord. Now this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. Question 298. How does the sign of the cross express the mystery of the unity and Trinity of God? The words "in the name" express the unity of God. The words that follow, "of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost," express the mystery of the Trinity. And these three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Question 299. How does the sign of the cross express the mystery of the incarnation and death of our Lord? The sign of the cross expresses the mystery of the incarnation by reminding us that the Son of God, having become man, suffered death on the cross, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things on earth and the things that are in heaven. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. Yet now he hath reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. Colossians chapter 1, verse 22. Blotting out the handwriting of the decree that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he hath taken the same out of the way, fastening it to the cross. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Question 300. What other sacramental is in very frequent use? Another sacramental in very frequent use is holy water. And he shall take holy water in an earthen vessel. Numbers chapter 5, verse 17. He shall dip all in the living water, and he shall sprinkle the house seven times. Leviticus chapter 14, verse 51. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop. Psalms chapter 50, verse 9. Question 301. What is holy water? Holy water is water blessed by the priest with solemn prayer to beg God's blessing on those who use it and protection from the powers of darkness. A water of aspersion. Numbers chapter 19, verse 9. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. He went out to the spring of the waters and cast the salt into it and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and there shall be no more in them death or barrenness. 4 Kings chapter 2, verse 21. He that went down first into the pond after the motion of the water was made whole of whatsoever infirmity he lay under. John chapter 5, verse 4. Question 302. Are there other sacramentals besides the sign of the cross and holy water? Besides the sign of the cross and holy water, there are many other sacramentals, such as blessed candles, ashes, palms, crucifixes, images of the Blessed Virgin and of the saints, rosaries, and scapulars. There was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, wailing, and weeping, many using sackcloth and ashes for their bed. Esther, chapter 4, verse 3. Therefore I reprehend myself and do penance in dust and ashes. Job, chapter 42, verse 6. He hath fed me with ashes. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 16. Sackcloth and ashes. Daniel, chapter 9, verse 3. Matthew, chapter 11, verse 21. And Luke, chapter 10, verse 13. Thou shalt make incense compounded by the work of the perfumer, and most worthy of sanctification. Exodus chapter 30, verse 35. This oil of unction shall be holy unto me throughout your generations. Exodus chapter 30, verse 31. Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee the finest and clearest oil of olives to furnish the lamps continually. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 2. Others cut down boughs from the trees and strewed them in the way. Mark chapter 11, verse 8, in John chapter 12, verse 13. In all thy oblations thou shalt offer salt. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13. Bake 12 loaves. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 5. And he made in the oracle two cherubims of olive tree. 3 Kings chapter 6, verse 23. And all the walls of the temple round about he carved with diverse figures and carvings. 3 Kings chapter 6, verse 29. Moses therefore made a brazen serpent and set it up for a sign, which when they that were bitten looked upon, they were healed. Numbers chapter 21, verse 9. Lesson 28 in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on Prayer. Question 303. Is there any other means of obtaining God's grace than the sacraments? There is another means of obtaining God's grace, and it is prayer. How much more will your Father from heaven give the good Spirit to them that ask him? Luke chapter 11, verse 13. All things whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe that you shall receive, and they shall come unto you. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, and Joel chapter 2, verse 32. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Ask, and it shall be given you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, and Luke chapter 11, verse 9. The holy angel of the Lord, Raphael, was sent to heal them both, whose prayers at one time were rehearsed in the sight of the Lord. Tobias chapter 3, verse 25. Pray ye to the Lord to take away the frogs from me and from my people. Exodus chapter 8, verse 8. And the priest shall pray for him and for his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 26. Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire was swallowed up. Numbers chapter 11, verse 2. My eyes also shall be open, and my ears attentive to the prayer of him that shall pray in his place. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 7, verse 15. And afterwards all the people were called together, and they prayed all the night long within the church, desiring help of the God of Israel. Judith, chapter 6, verse 21. When I called upon him, the God of my justice heard me. Psalms chapter 4, verse 2. The just cried, and the Lord heard them. Psalms chapter 33, verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. Psalms chapter 144, verse 18. Where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. What wilt thou that I do to thee? But he said, Lord, that I may see. Luke chapter 18, verse 41, and Mark chapter 10, verse 51. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do. John chapter 14, verse 13, chapter 15, verse 7, and chapter 15, verse 16, and chapter 16, verse 23. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Pray one for another. James chapter 5, verse 16. You shall pray to me, and I will hear you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12. I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears, and behold, I have healed thee. 4 Kings, chapter 20, verse 5. Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Acts, chapter 10, verse 31. I have cried to thee, for thou, O God, hast heard me. Psalms, chapter 16, verse 6, and Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 24. Question 304. What is prayer? Prayer is the lifting up of our minds and hearts to God to adore Him, to thank Him for His benefits, to ask His forgiveness, and to beg of Him all the graces we need, whether for soul or body. And He was gone forth to meditate in the field. Genesis chapter 24, verse 63. And it came to pass, as she multiplied prayers before the Lord, that Heli observed her mouth. Now Anna spoke in her heart. 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. I thought upon the days of old, and I had in my mind the eternal years, and I meditated in the night with my own heart. Psalms chapter 76, verses 6 and 7. I remember the works of the Lord, for I will be mindful of thy wonders from the beginning, and I will meditate on all thy works, and will be employed in thy inventions. Psalms chapter 76, verses 12 and 13. I will meditate on thy commandments, and I will consider thy ways. Psalms chapter 118, verse 15. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Luke chapter 11, verse 9. Thy prayers and thy alms have ascended for a memorial in the sight of God. Acts chapter 10, verse 4. He that loveth God shall obtain pardon for his sins by prayer. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 4. He, the wise man, will open his mouth in prayer and will make supplication for his sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verse 7. In his prayer he will confess to the Lord, and he shall direct his counsel and his knowledge, and in his secrets shall he meditate. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verses 9 and 10. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Magnify his name and give glory to him with the voice of your lips. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verse 20. Our conversation is in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Question 305. Is prayer necessary to salvation? Prayer is necessary to salvation, and without it, no one having the use of reason can be saved. He will do the will of them that fear him, and he will hear their prayer and save them. Psalms chapter 144, verse 19. Because I was silent, my bones grew old. Psalms chapter 31, verse 3. Unless thy law had been my meditation, I had then perhaps perished in my abjection. Psalms chapter 118, verse 92. Watch ye and pray that you enter not into temptation. Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Luke chapter 22, verse 40, and Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. With desolation is all the land made desolate, because there is none that considereth in the heart. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 11. Prayer is good with fasting and alms, more than to lay up treasures of gold. Tobias chapter 12, verse 8. Neglect not to pray. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 10. And when he had dismissed them, he went up to the mountain to pray. Mark chapter 6, verse 46. You contend and war, and you have not, because you ask not. James chapter 4, verse 2. Behold, he, Saul, prayeth. Acts chapter 9, verse 11. Question 306. At what particular times should we pray? We should pray particularly on Sundays and holy days, every morning and night, in all dangers, temptations, and afflictions. Bless God at all times, and desire of him to direct thy ways. Tobias, chapter 4, verse 20. Watch ye therefore, praying at all times. Luke, chapter 21, verse 36. He spoke also a parable to them that we ought always to pray. Luke, chapter 18, verse 1. All the days of thy life have God in thy mind. Tobias, chapter 4, verse 6. He passed the whole night in the prayer of God. Luke, chapter 6, verse 12. For to thee will I pray, O Lord, in the morning thou shalt hear my voice. Psalms chapter 5, verse 4. My soul hath desired thee in the night, yea, and with my spirit within me, in the morning early I will watch to thee. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. If I have remembered thee upon my bed, I will meditate on thee in the morning. Psalms chapter 62, verse 7. In the night I have remembered thy name, O Lord. Psalms chapter 118, verse 55. In my bed by night I sought him whom my soul loveth. Canticles chapter 3, verse 1. Arise, give praise in the night, in the beginning of the watches. Pour out thy heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19. I rose at midnight to give praise to thee. Psalms chapter 118, verse 62. And Samuel was grieved, and he cried unto the Lord all night. 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 11. Evening and morning and at noon I will speak and declare, and he shall hear my voice. Psalms chapter 54, verse 18. He, the wise man, will give his heart to resort early to the Lord that made him, and he will pray in the sight of the Most High. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 39, verse 6. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 17. Oh, how have I loved thy law, O Lord! It is my meditation all the day. Psalms chapter 118, verse 97. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Psalms chapter 49, verse 15. In my affliction I called upon the Lord. Psalms chapter 17, verse 7. In the day of my trouble I sought God. Psalms chapter 76, verse 3. I cried out of my affliction to the Lord, and he heard me. Jonas, chapter 2, verse 3, and Psalms, chapter 119, verse 1. When my soul was in distress within me, I remembered the Lord, that my prayer may come to thee unto thy holy temple. Jonas, chapter 2, verse 8. Now when Daniel knew this, that is to say that the law was made, he went into his house, and opening the windows in his upper chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt down three times a day, and adored, and gave thanks before his God, as he had been accustomed to do before. Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10. Seven times a day I have given praise to thee for the judgments of thy justice. Psalms, chapter 118, verse 164. In the nights lift up thy hands to the holy places, and bless ye the Lord. Psalms chapter 133, verse 2. O God, my God, to thee do I watch at break of day. Psalms chapter 62, verse 2. As we know not what to do, we can only turn our eyes to thee. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 20, verse 12. Their prayer shall be in the work of their craft, applying their soul and searching in the law of the Most High. Ecclesiasticus chapter 38, verse 39. Let nothing hinder thee from praying always. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 22. In labor and painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Be instant in prayer, watching in it in thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. We will continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on tape number 12.